I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today's discussion will be centered all around vitamin D and sunlight exposure. And so I have a very special guest, Guti. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lucas. I'm very happy to be here finally with you and get our viewers to know about all the benefits about vitamin D and sunlight.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm very excited for this podcast because, I mean, as you know, I'm a naturopath and we got taught about the importance of all of the different vitamins and minerals in the body. And if we start off with the most important vitamin, which is actually not even a vitamin, it's actually, you know, a hormone D or vitamin D. Maybe did you want to, Guti, let my audience know a little bit about your background? Who are you and what are your main goals?
Okay. Yes, Lucas, my name is Guti. I'm 47 years old. I'm actually an economist. That's what I studied in the university, but I've been working as a photographer and a photography teacher for the last 20 years. And obviously now I consider myself a biohacker. So it's very interesting because in my background as a photographer, I've been studying light since not only for taking pictures, but I also been teaching photography for 20 years. So light has been basically my playground every day, all the books I'm studying about light. And now it's interesting because I'm turning the light, but now I'm starting to look at light from nature as a healing, a natural supplement for our everyday.
It's phenomenal because, you know, you'd never think that like you'd be so focused on like photography and then all of a sudden now your interest is in like literally like natural light you probably looked into like the importance of vitamin D. With vitamin D yourself over mm-hmm. the years, I mean, had you done blood tests and you've seen that your vitamin D was low, or what was the situation there?
Well, the story behind me is that I always known as basically everybody, when you think about sunlight, people automatically think about vitamin D, but you don't always realize how important it is for your health. Or actually, you don't. Most people don't actually take tests to see what their levels are. Even thought more than 50% of the world's population is deficient in vitamin D, but nobody considers. In my case, basically, my story is that 3 years ago I had a divorce, and it was a very difficult time. And back then, since I was doing bad, the doctors did blood tests. And I got to be very low in vitamin D. And also I got to be very low in testosterone. So he said that they were going to put me on TRT, on testosterone replacement therapy, and also on vitamin D, because that will help also for my depression, because I was also medicated for depression back then. And it did good. The vitamin D raised my levels basically in around 3 weeks. I was initially around 30 nanograms per milliliter. Even thought I live in El Salvador, which actually we have a lot of sunlight. But as you know, people nowadays spend too much time indoors. But I got my levels to a healthy 80, because it's different, the minimum required level than actually a great level. So that was a very interesting time. But I didn't like the idea of having to be medicated for the rest of my life, especially with the TRT, because when you get there, it's like, okay, now you're going to, and we're going to get your levels from 280. That was where my levels were initially. They got me to 650, so I was feeling great, but I didn't like the idea of having to be medicated for the rest of my life. So that's when I started studying and researching how could I improve my levels naturally. And then to my surprise, sunlight always came number one. So get sunlight, and not just vitamin D, but get sunlight, and I could also raise my testosterone level. So I started taking sun baths in my backyard, and I stopped taking the TRT, and then suddenly I got my levels back to the optimum level. And actually, sunlight also helped me with my depression. So sunlight was my cure.
This is an important discussion, because I think there's a really important delineation between like the differences between vitamin D in supplemental form mm-hmm. versus getting vitamin D through the sun, hitting the skin and synthesizing vitamin D.
Yes.
Did you want to sort of talk about, because we don't find enough vitamin D in food. We find a very, very small amount in eggs and fish, but yeah, it's impossible to get enough vitamin D. So how did that eventuate into the development of your incredible, incredible device that you've released onto the market, the Mito Lux? Talk us through mm-hmm. how you got interested in that.
Okay. So answering your question, first of all, it's not exactly the same getting vitamin D through supplements than actually getting it through light. For example, there are some studies that showed that, for example, if you take oral vitamin D, basically, and you stop taking it in about 1 and 1.5 months, your levels drop very fast. But when you actually take the sun, even though it's supposed to chemically be the same, but it lasts up to 3 times longer natural vitamin D produced by the body. And also there are so many people nowadays that have gastrointestinal problems that actually, even if you take the pills, your vitamin D levels won't get up. But if you take the sun, as we natural were evolutionary made, it's quite different, because you take light and basically your skin utilizes a form of cholesterol to produce the pre-vitamin D that then your body will be able to use. So it's very different. And also, you mentioned that how do we get vitamin D through food? And the levels you get in food are almost impossible to get enough vitamin D. So actually, when you're talking about vitamin D, you should be talking either of getting it from the sun or getting it in supplements. Until now that we have developed this lamp that it's basically an alternative, so you could get the benefits of taking the sun and raise your vitamin D levels naturally, and also some other benefits because the same frequencies of UVB that your skin uses to produce vitamin D, your body also uses to produce serotonin and testosterone. Mm. So it's very interesting. When you get light, you get a lot more benefits than only vitamin D.
This is an important explanation here. You've done a great job at explaining that, but it's very important to understand for my audience listening, you're saying UVB is what helps to synthesize the vitamin D in the body. But does that mean yes. that UV? Does that mean that the UVA? It doesn't help with the vitamin D. But is it helpful for any other functions in the body?
Yes. One of the very interesting things is, for example, in the case of vitamin D, was the first benefit discovered of taking sunlight. So if people think about sunlight, they automatically think about vitamin D. But for example, 30 years ago, and basically by mistake, NASA discovered that the other portion of the sunlight spectrum called near infrared light was actually helping with many metabolic functions and the mitochondria. So they were like, okay, so it's not just the UVB that gives benefit, but also the near infrared spectrum. And for example, in our lamp, we have included not just the UVB, but the near infrared spectrum because it works synergistically with UVB to give more benefits. And in the case of UVA, for example, for many decades, people were afraid of UVA. But since now new studies are coming, also, for example, UVA can help you with nitric oxide production. That is very important, for example, or to get in your pressure, your blood pressure on level, and also to help boost your metabolism. So basically, sunlight, it's not just one little part that is helpful for us, but basically the whole spectrum.
Great stuff. And in terms of, because a lot of my audience, they've heard me talk about the importance of vitamin D, and we've also spoken about in the past the Spurti vitamin D lamp. Mm-hmm. Now, did you want to sort of, you've probably looked into their technology. Did you want to explain their technology in detail to my audience?
Oh, yes. Well, basically, Spurti have been making a lamp for around 90 years. So they're being a very long in the business. They started working with one type of lamp that basically used quartz and mercury, and now they're basically using tube lamps. And they have proven through studies that their lamps work to raise vitamin D. So yes, they also work. But basically, I think that what we have improved with our technology, we did a lot of research on their lamps and we studied how to make them better. And one of them is, for example, regarding vitamin D, even thought for the production of vitamin D, the Spurti lamp uses a bigger frequency. What actually makes your body produce vitamin D is a very short wavelength. So they claim that their lamps do from 280 nanometers to 400. That's basically UVA plus UVB. Since we wanted people to take the benefits of getting vitamin D with the least exposure possible, we only choose the 295 nanometer spectrum. So basically all of the light that this machine gives you is dedicated for the production of vitamin D. And that's one of the benefits. And also, for example, there are a lot of biohackers that used to recommend when you use the Spurti, like, okay, use the Spurti, but at the same time, you should have a big panel with a red light and near infrared therapy because that's the way it works in nature. So in the case of a lamp, you don't have to do that because you can use it either as a red light therapy device, or also you can use it as a sun bath device in which you receive both the the special spectrum for vitamin D, and also you get four different wavelengths of red and near infrared light therapy. So basically, we took what they were doing, and then we improve it as much as possible to get the most benefits possible in the most natural way. Because, for example, in nature, you never receive the UVB alone. It's always together with the near infrared light. And that's also what helps your body don't get burned. And it helps with absorption. So that's basically some of the difference, but we have many more differences.
This is, you've done a good job there at breaking that down, because it can be very confusing for a consumer to understand the like how the technology works. When it comes to like tanning or skin tanning effect, what actually, is it the UVB that does most of the tanning, or what happens there?
Well, in the case of tanning, it's actually a work that that takes into consideration both the UVB and the UVA. For example, our machine only uses UVB, and that actually helps your body produce more melanin. Melanin is the pigment in your skin that actually protects you from getting sunburned. So if the darker your skin is, the more melanin you have. But that's a type of melanin that is not oxidized. It's not dark. So it's actually then UVA what gets the melanin to its dark color. So when you're getting a sunburn, it's the work of both UVB and UVA, and that's the natural way of getting your skin protected so you could take more sunlight. So this machine specifically won't tan your skin because it's just UVB.
Yeah, that's incredible stuff. And just for reference, for those listening in, I will make sure to leave a link to the MitoLux vitamin, the vitamin D lamp that he's developed. They will be linked in the podcast show notes. So make sure you do check that out if you do want to actually purchase one. I'm leaving that linked in the podcast show notes. It's important for your reference. But going back to the technology, Gutti, if we have a look at the actual MitoLux, the lamp itself, what are the suggested, talk us through the suggested usage, like how frequent should they be using it per day and things like that?
Okay. Oh, yes. Basically, this machine, as I told you, is both a vitamin D, testosterone, serotonin lamp, and it's also a red light therapy device. So, for example, if you want to use our lamp, which has actually four wavelengths, you can use it, for example, for 5 to 10 minutes on your face if you want to improve the collagen, if you want to improve the wrinkles, if you want to improve the texture. Also, we have been one of the first companies to start using the 590 nanometer, which is actually an amber lamp, an amber color. And it's very interesting because every day there are more studies supporting what we have been doing. And the good thing about 590, and there are many studies that prove this, is that it helps with the damage of photoaging. So people that have been in the sun for many decades, this 590 helps with photoaging. But there was another study just recently that proves that 590 is actually the best wavelength in the red, amber, near infrared spectrum to get your nitric oxide. So one of the pathways that the 590 uses is that it first increases the nitric oxide, that increases circulation, so you get more nutrients to your skin, and then it gets improved. So it's very interesting. And regarding for the usage for vitamin D, we recommend that you use the lamp, depending on your levels, around 4 times a week. So for example, with somebody in the case of my skin color, that would be the P3 that lasts 5 minutes. So if you use it on your chest or on your back 4 times a day, that will not only help you maintain your vitamin D levels, but actually get them up. So you can either use it as a red light therapy device, or you can use it as a vitamin D sun lamp plus near infrared.
This is makes a lot of sense. And I think the main benefit we're seeing is that the fact that you guys have considered not just the UVB, but you're also, you know, factoring in the other spectrums of light, that I think a lot of people don't understand that well. And the fact that, you know, you only recommend using it a very short period of time, 3 to 4 times a week, Have you seen any blood tests results before and after treatment? Like, you've seen their vitamin D score go up by a certain percentage at all?
Yes, we have. Actually, today I was talking with a professor of a university in Spain, which has made a vitamin D book. Actually, in my opinion, the best book on vitamin D I have read. It's in Spanish, and we're talking about do clinical trials so we can actually show that it works. But in the case, we have also done tests with friends and family, and we have seen cases, for example, with my mother, she was in the 20 nanograms per deciliter, and we got her to 70 in around 2 months. So you can get very good levels naturally. And also, that's one of the best benefits about using our lamp. For example, there have been many cases of people that start taking vitamin D and then they get an overdose. In the case of natural sunlight or in the case of using our machine, you can never get an overdose because your body knows what's the exact ideal number that it should be around 60 to 90. And when your body gets to that number, it shuts off the production of vitamin D and it actually starts producing some other nutrients for your body that are similar to vitamin D that also have a lot of antioxidant properties. So yes, we have seen the results in people we have been close to, our family and friends, but also are planning to do some clinical trials to just show that it works by a trusted university.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think the main point here is that, you know, you've seen some actual data, objective data, using the blood test analysis, because, you know, a lot of people, they want to know what's going to happen if I use the MitoLux, your particular lamp, if they use it for, let's say, 8 to 12 weeks for a period of time, what can they expect in terms of their vitamin D score? So I think it's important that you've outlined that, the fact that you've seen data, you've seen clinical, like not clinical, but I guess like anecdotal evidence where somebody has actually noticed an improvement in their vitamin D. And I guess the main, you know, we're talking about a vitamin that, and just for reference for my listeners, you know, this vitamin is absolutely crucial for so many different pathways in the body. We're looking at, it's important for immune health. It's crucial for bone health. It's crucial for so many, even, you know, hormones. So I definitely think that this is a vitamin that needs to be checked. I recommend usually twice per year. So yes, usually every 6 months. Is that sort of what you know, suggest as well?
Yes. What I would recommend is actually to all the viewers of your podcast is to go and get tested today, because as you have said, this is the most important vitamin of all. It's so important that actually your body makes it when you have the right conditions of sun exposure. So get tested today. And usually the test will tell you that if you're below 30, the 30 nanogram range, you're doing bad. And if you're above the 30, you're doing good. But that's just, for example, when they developed these numbers, back then, it was understood that vitamin D only worked for the improving your calcium and your bones, the calcium absorption. But now it's understood that vitamin D works in more than 300 different chemical reactions in your body. So if you have, if you're overweight, vitamin D can help. If you have depression, vitamin D can help. Also, it helps lower the risk of more than 12 types of cancer. So it is the most important vitamin to get your immune system and so on. So what I will recommend is to get tested today and try to get your levels from around the 60 to the 90 nanogram level. That's what's considered optimal. And in the case of the people that buy our lamp, we will recommend, for example, to get tested the first day you're using it and then take another test after 2 months. That way you can see if your levels are on the optimal level, and then you can decide if you don't need to use it 4 times a week, but you could go and just use it twice, or you can use it if you're very, very bad. You can actually use it, for example, twice a day, once in your chest and once in your back, and that will get your levels a lot faster. So that's what I would recommend. And the only way you decide the best amount is by taking tests. So take the test, and that's very important.
Also, you mentioned, I mean, you just briefly mentioned the chest area and the back of the body being, you know, good body parts to actually use the device and shine it on. I mean, you've seen me talk about the benefits of like brief sunlight exposure to the testes, to the yes. balls. Like, have you looked into that? Like, thought about that as part of the, you know, the Mitolux at all?
Yes. Well, as I said earlier in the program, the two reasons I started to get sunlight was because I needed to raise my vitamin D levels and I needed to raise my testosterone. For example, in the case of the testosterone, sunlight, it's been proven, for example, during winter, testosterone levels go down for the male population, and during summer, they naturally go up. And basically, this happens, as far as science knows now, by three different pathways. One pathway would be vitamin D. If you get more vitamin D, your testosterone levels naturally raise. But also, as I told you, the skin is always giving us surprises and its interaction with sunlight. When you get UVB on your skin, there's a protein called P53 that gives signal to your brain, and then it sends the signal to your testicles to actually produce more testosterone. So if you get, for example, exposure on your chest and on your back, you will get benefits. But if you also get exposure on your testicles, your testosterone levels will go higher. So that's what actually has happened. For example, if you go back 5,000 or 10,000 years, most people were just basically naked or most of their body exposure to sunlight. And nowadays, the reality is that we spend just 8% of our time outdoors. And when people are outdoors, basically they're covered with sunscreen and with clothes, so you don't get the benefits of sunlight. And the third pathway to get more testosterone production is through the near infrared, because near infrared basically gives more energy to all of the mitochondria in your body. And that light even penetrates up to 2 inches deep. So when, for example, you could use this machine as I have, to give light to your chest and to your testicles, the near infrared will help with the Leipzig cells that are the actual cells that produce testosterone. So there's different pathways. And one of the best uses of this lamp for me is not just for the vitamin D, but for the testosterone.
Yeah, this is a highly desired area of health optimization that I know a lot of my audience is interested in, which is, you know, a lot of them are very focused on testosterone optimization. That's because, you know, 80 to 90% of my audience are men that listen to my content. So I think the main takeaway there is that vitamin D levels should definitely be in the upper end of the reference range. Like mm-hmm. you said, 60 to 90. It depends upon the units that they measure. Sometimes yes. it's a different reference range, but you're right. It needs to mm-hmm. be in the upper end of the reference range. And, you know, if it is low, then your testosterone levels will be compromised.
Mm-hmm. Yes, vitamin D works with so many different pathways in the body that once you know its importance, you basically want to get it higher. For example, in my case, since I've been using the machine, and some days I do natural sun baths, the other days I use the machine, is that I've been the healthiest in my life for the last year, and I have lots of energy. So I'm not just telling people, like, go buy my lamp, but if you actually have the time, you actually have the place to take natural sun baths, you should be doing it. And if you live in a country where the winter doesn't help, or is it too cloudy, then our sun lamp will basically be a great option to get the benefits of sunlight.
What about in terms of measuring the amount of vitamin D? I know last time we spoke, you said you had a device that could measure the, you know, vitamin D output or the amount of vitamin D that's being generated. Did you want to share with my listeners that process?
Yes. One thing I want to tell the audience, not everybody produces the same amount of vitamin D in the same conditions. For example, if you want your body to be the most optimal for producing vitamin D, you should also be consuming magnesium. And that's very important. But in regards to natural vitamin D production, when you're younger, for example, if you're 20 years older, your skin is thicker. So you can produce more vitamin D than when you're 40, or more vitamin D than when you're 60. And that's one of the reasons that you have more problems with older people having vitamin D deficiencies than actually younger people. Also, one other consideration is your fat level. If you're very thin, for example, you can produce more vitamin D than if you're overweight. If you're overweight, for example, as you know, vitamin D is not actually a vitamin, but a hormone, a fat-soluble hormone. So that will get stored in your fat cells. So if you're overweight, if you get more vitamin D, that will also help with you losing weight and boosting your metabolism. So everybody produces different amounts of vitamin D. And the machine that I showed you last time, this is from a company in the United States called Solarmeter. This is the model 6.4. We have been using this model to basically develop and test our lamps. And basically you point it in the direction of light, and it tells you a theoretical value of how much vitamin D someone would produce with a 10% body exposure. For that's usually considered face and arms. That's 10%. So just one reference to show people how powerful our unit is. If you go, we were in Miami a couple of weeks ago for a Biohacker Expo, and we wanted to test on a sunny day in Miami. And this gave us a value, I remember, of around 50. So that would mean that you could produce 50 IUs of vitamin D if you were living in Miami and clothed. But actually, for example, if you lay down, that would be 5 times more. But when you compare the values to our machine gives us a value of 500. So that would be actually 10 times stronger, the amount of vitamin D that you could get with our lamp, that you could actually get if you're going for a walk on a very sunny day in Miami. So that's very interesting, because you could get a lot of vitamin D production in very little time. And this is the instrument to measure it. And we're actually going to start also offering the instrument in our webpage. And also we're going to start offering vitamin D tests. So if people want to learn more, we also have a lot of material in our page.
This is good, because again, there's going to be a number of people that they're probably familiar with. There's an application on your phone called D-Minder. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Yeah, so the D-Minder.
Yes, I've also been using it.
It calculates your longitude and latitude, so where you are on positioned on the earth, and it gets the weather data, and it calculates roughly how many minutes you should be outside for, right? Mm-hmm. Like roughly, and how much vitamin D you synthesize, which is good. It's a good starting point. If anyone wants to look into that, they can check that out. D-Minder app. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this is definitely, like, in terms of a general energy and overall health and well-being, there are many different benefits. In terms of the feedback so far from people who have used your lamp, your MitoLux, have they noticed any other changes, improvements in energy, like skin complexion, things like that?
Well, usually the easiest result that people notice, because you can never know how much vitamin D you have unless you take the test. So they have noticed, most people in around a month, they notice a big improvement in their skin quality. For example, in my case, you can look at my skin, and I'm 47 years old. And usually people believe that I'm a lot younger, and also my brother, which has also helped me design this product, the change in his skin is just amazing. So the wavelengths we're using for this device, it would be considered a beauty device because it will really help people improve their skin. And regarding to the vitamin D, what people usually feel the most immediately is a raise in their energy. And also people tell that they sleep better. So that's the most noticeable improvement that people that have been using our lamp says without actually taking a vitamin D, even though we encourage that, is that they have better energy during the day and also better sleep. So, and there's many studies that prove that if you have a vitamin D deficiency, you can also be having problems with depression and also with insomnia. And when you get your vitamin D levels to the right number, that stops. So more energy and better sleep is one of the effects that people give us that they start feeling the sooner.
What about in terms of potential side effects or warnings that you have for your MitoLux? Did you want to share like where people should be careful in terms of using it?
Well, basically what our lamps are doing is trying to replicate sunlight. So for example, with the four different wavelengths of near infrared, for near infrared, basically there's no contraindications. And in the case, for example, of UVB, basically what you should do is the same as with the sun, you should start slowly. For example, when people get our product and open the page, basically we recommend they start on a very slow power because it's better to know that you could get more than actually have too much. And also that's one of the most innovative things we have done with our machine. For example, not everybody has an instrument like this. So when you go outside on the sun, you're always guessing, will I get burned today? Or today the sun is not that much. For example, it's very different the UV you get in summer, in winter, or what you will get near the equator or up north. So you're always guessing. In the case of our machine, we have made the table that shows the ideal numbers of the exposure you should get. So basically, you're getting the right dose every time, so you wouldn't get any problems burning. And also, one of the innovations that we have in our machine, since when we designed this lamp, we went to Amazon and we saw the opinions of the people about the Sperdy machine. There were some people that said that they got burned, and that was not Sperdy fault, but people are not experts always with the instrument. So maybe some of them got too close. So that's when we said, so how could we make people get the right distance? At the beginning, we were trying to decide if we included actually a roller. So you stand 15 inches apart, but now I got the idea to add a distance sensor, basically the same sensors that drones use so they don't crash. We added one here. So basically it's designed for people to be around 15 inches. If you get closer, the unit will emit a sound and basically it will pause the UVB. So you always get the exact and the perfect amount of UVB exposure to get your vitamin D levels where they need to be, but you don't get any burn. So
So clever. It's so clever. It's such a smart design because it's just true innovation. Like you're seeing where the Sperdy vitamin D lamp is falling short, the issue with that. And now you've created that technology to enable it to stop emitting, to protect the consumer, protecting the consumer, which is great. Phenomenal.
Yes. Also, the Sperdy is fixed angle. And with this, you can get the best angle you want. And also one problem with the Sperdy is that it's very big. It's basically 14 pounds. So it's not easy to move around the house, or it's not easy to store, or it's not easy to travel with. And this one is basically 2.5 pounds because it's made of aluminum. So this is very light. And also this is more powerful than the Sperdy because around 4 to 5 times stronger than the Sperdy. Because since we only use the wavelength that produces vitamin D, the same amount of energy produces better results. So
yeah, no, it's incredible, incredible stuff. I think it's definitely a major upgrade from the Sperdy vitamin D lamp compared to, you know, even there are some other ones out there that are, you know, red light devices, but the fact that this can not only help with, you know, skin health, but also increase vitamin D, minimize the chances of getting damage like burnt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really truly is innovation. In terms of what about any other research or things you wanted to discuss or mention around you know, the importance of vitamin D perhaps, or maybe even some other things that my audience might be interested in?
Well, as I said, the design of this lamp has been made with many scientific studies. We have not been the ones making the studies, but that's the beauty of technology nowadays, that you could go to Google and you could search for different scientific studies and you get lots of information. So basically the data is there, the information is there, but people have not used until now all that information to make a device like this. So there's a lot of research that proves it. For example, as I was telling, the 590 nanometer has just been proven to produce a nitric oxide. And I didn't know that 1 week ago. So this lamp has the 590, that's the amber, the 630, that is red. And those will basically help with skin issues. But also we have the 830 and the 850 nanometer that are deeper penetrating because they're near infrared, and they will help with many different issues, not just only for the skin, but actually they will help even, for example, if you have arthritis, you could put your hand near the unit or you can use it on your knees, and that will help arthritis through the same pathway. That's basically giving your mitochondria more energy. Your body produces more ATP, and the more ATP that your body produces, basically the younger you are. That's why when you're born, your body is a very efficient machine producing ATP. And when you start getting old, that lowers even more in people with diabetes or metabolic syndrome. So when you start getting the red light therapy, basically all of your cells just start working better. And I believe that in a few years, people will not only start talking about vitamin D deficiency, but actually a near-infrared light deficiency, because even though the near-infrared doesn't produce a vitamin, now it's very well understood that actually we evolve taking the benefits of having our body exposed early in the morning or late at the evening, the near-infrared. So you'll hear a lot about that, about near-infrared deficiency, because it's actually needed for your health.
I wonder if near-infrared has any effect on the circadian rhythm or some other aspect. If you look at the research on near-infrared light, what is most of the research focused on? Like, what are the areas they really focus in on?
Well, in the case of near-infrared, the research is very big. There are more than 5,000 different papers nowadays regarding near-infrared. And for example, most of them are on, for example, how it helps with collagen, how it helps with cartilage, how it helps, for example, wounds heal faster. And it really, really, really helps. For example, in my case, I've seen many unexpected benefits about using red light. I had a nose surgery around 5 years ago because I had breathing problems, and that left me inside a little scar. But it was basically, it was hard. And since I started using the red light therapy, the scar, the inside scar, basically has reduced it in around 90%, and basically now it's non-existent. And I didn't expect this. So it's very amazing that the light actually penetrates your skin and it's doing the healing inside. And also one unexpected benefit that I didn't know back then. Now there are some companies that are actually making specific products for that. Is that my digestion improved a lot when I used the near infrared. And now they have understood that when you put near infrared close to your abdomen, the light penetrates to your colon, and basically it helps with all the beneficial bacteria inside. So you will even get bowel and digestive benefits of using near infrared. So the research is amazing, also for eyesight, metabolism. So there's a lot of research. But in regards to the circadian rhythm you mentioned, basically what triggers the circadian rhythm is more around the UVA than the near infrared.
That's what I thought when I asked the question. I'm like, hang on a second, I think the most important thing for circadian rhythm is not the near infrared light, it's probably the UVA. And
basically
that.
They have found that there are basically specialized light sensor cells in your eyes. And that's why, for example, if you want to take the benefits of light, of natural sunlight, don't wear your glasses, because actually there's a function when light enters your eye, and not just the visible part, but actually the UVA that sends a trigger to the suprachiasmatic nucleus in your brain. And basically that regulates your circadian rhythm. And those are around the 380 nanometer in the UVA spectrum. And I believe also in the 405, that's crossing the line between violet light and ultraviolet light. So basically for the circadian rhythm is more towards the UVA light of the spectrum.
Yeah, this is, you've done a really good job at articulating and explaining the importance of, you know, all the different aspects of light. Beyond just that UVB, which a lot of people are focusing in on. What is the future goal, you know, for yourself and your company, MitoLux? Like, what are you guys hoping to achieve?
Our first goal of all is to help people around the world improve their health, mostly through the near infrared, which I believe is essential, and also their vitamin D levels. For example, it's amazing, even in my country, that we have sunlight 80% of the year. Now that I actually made family and friends test for their vitamin D levels, their levels are very low. And even it surprised me that in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, it has one of the highest incidence of vitamin D deficiency. So one of our first goals is to make people conscious of the importance of having good vitamin D levels and taking sunshine. So that's why we designed our lamp, because as I know, I live in Virginia many years ago, and the weather in winter, it was very difficult. So even if you take all of the sunlight you can in summer, when you reach December, January, your vitamin D levels will be so low that you will have a higher probability of getting the flu or not being in optimal health. So that's what we believe with this machine and with future versions of our machine. Basically, we want to mimic the most closely possible natural sunlight. So we will also make a future version that will also have UVA, if you want to get the benefits of UVA, and also visible light, because there's a lot of research, for example, on the benefits of green light and also blue light. People talk about it like it's very bad. And in the morning, it's actually great. Blue light, when it's combined with near infrared, the problem with blue light is when you have it at the wrong times of the day, or if you have it in excess without the near infrared. But if you have them together, it could also be very important for skin issues like acne. So that's what we will be developing, basically solutions for health through the use of natural light and our machines.
Incredible, incredible stuff. I'll make sure to I'll make sure to leave that a link to your website in the podcast show notes. Mm-hmm. But I really am excited to see the future of MitoLux. And I believe, was this one of the first podcasts, right, that you featured on?
Yes, this is my first podcast. So thank you very much.
Wow. You've done a honestly fantastic job at explaining everything in detail. And I think my audience is really going to, you know, benefit and learn a lot from this particular podcast. So just a reminder again, if you guys want to check out the Mitolux lamp. It will be linked in the podcast show notes. But otherwise, Guti, thank you so much for showing up today and coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. Also, for your audience, if you're interested in getting the machine, we already have worldwide delivery. The shipping is free if you live in the United States or Canada. Then it's a small fee if you live anywhere else in the world. And also, if you want to learn more, please visit our blog, because we have right now more than 50 articles, and we'll be posting more each week, where you can learn about all the benefits of the UVB, of vitamin D, of near infrared. So knowledge is power, and I encourage people to not believe what you have been told about sunlight, that it's bad. It's not logic that we are the only animals in the world that don't tolerate sun like all other organisms. So you need to read and take your own decisions.
Incredible, incredible. Well, thank you again, Guti, and thanks everyone for listening in. Be sure to leave a 5-star review for this podcast if you did enjoy the podcast. And yes, thanks so much, Guti, for coming on the show.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.